We go now to Connecticut, where there's a very interesting story brewing there. All this week, we're reflecting on 2010, and immigration and the growing Latino population were certainly major stories this year in areas around the country where federal inaction on immigration reform has led to localities, states like Arizona and other places, other communities, taking matters into their own hands. That's definitely the backdrop in East Haven, Connecticut, where Latino residents of that community have filed a federal lawsuit against their local police department, claiming police have targeted Latinos with violence, harassment, and intimidation. We're joined by Father Manship, the priest at St. Rose of Lima Parish, who helped his parishioners organize against the police in East Haven. And also on the line is Diane Orson, a reporter with WNPR Connecticut Public Radio, who's been following this story. Father James Manship, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I want to get your assessment of the allegation of discrimination here, but let me just get a general picture from Diane Orson, reporter for WNPR, Connecticut Public Radio. Diane, how long has this story been developing?
Well, I started following this in early 2009, and Father Manship can describe an event that sort of galvanized Hispanics to speak out, which was his arrest as he was videotaping police harassment at a local Latino business. And as Hispanics began telling their stories, the stories were being collected at Yale Law School by students who submitted a complaint to the Civil Rights Branch of the U.S. Department of Justice, and the DOJ opened an investigation about a year ago in December and released a preliminary report earlier this year. In October, Latinos plus Father Manship also filed a federal racial profiling lawsuit.
And is this more racial discrimination than it is a question of immigration in the sense that this is happening to Latinos regardless of what sort of papers they're having, at least according to the allegation?
Well, in the complaint, in the federal lawsuit, they document hundreds of traffic stops, race-based traffic stops, aggressive and violent conduct like beatings and use of tasers and false and illegal arrests. So I think this really has to do with racial profiling more than immigration, but it is against the background of a community that has a small population of Hispanics. Only about 6% of East Haven residents are Hispanic. So I think that what we're seeing is this kind of behavior against a sort of fear of the increasing number of Hispanics that are spilling over from neighboring New Haven and moving into East Haven.
And what's the version, the law enforcement version of events, of official statement, their sort of defense in this case?
Well, the East Haven Police Chief, Leonard Gallo, who's on administrative leave at the moment, denies the allegations. He says the department has been working on improving race relations. Actually, at a community meeting last year in East Haven, I asked him, is there a racial profiling problem in this town? And he said no, he would not acknowledge a problem one way or the other.
Hmm. Father, we're speaking with Diane Orson, who's a reporter for WNPR Connecticut Public Radio. Father James Manship, you're a priest and something of an activist in the middle of this controversy. How do you know this goes well beyond simply a matter of maybe anomalous racial profiling events and constitutes a real pattern? Father?
Yes, I think Diane pointed out the crux of the problem here, which is this an issue of supervision, management, training, policy, procedure, the inability of the police office, police department, and the town to acknowledge there's a problem, and that's what led us to begin documenting the cases of police harassment in the Latino community.
Let's get a sense of some of the voices in this controversy, voices that actually. Are individuals a part of your parish that are stories that you collected after that event that Diane Orson described? Here's a woman by the name of Marcia Chacon.
Durante los últimos ocho meses, he observado a los oficiales de la policía.
For the past 8 months, I have watched East Haven police officers harass customers who come to my store. Police officers wait outside my store and pull over Latino drivers without any reason.
Sin razón alguna.
Now, Father James Manship, do you know that woman?
Yes, I do.
And would she have any reason to exaggerate or describe something that is more brazen than that sounds?
No, it's a pretty accurate description of what's been going on in East Haven. And she's not the only store owner that's been experiencing that kind of harassment.
What explains, as Diane Orson suggests, this is a small segment of the population. There hasn't been any kind of gigantic, sudden demographic shift in East Haven that I'm aware of. What explains this tense situation? And I'm getting a sense that it's fairly tense in East Haven these days.
It is. And I think that geographically, our parish, which is in the eastern part of New Haven, in an area called Fairhaven, abuts East Haven. And many of the folks that were living in Fairhaven moved to East Haven, you know, some of them, and we're not talking huge numbers, because they enjoyed the quiet neighborhoods and the reduced crime and all of that. But as a result of it, they've become a targeted group again because they're new in that particular town.
I want to give a sense of how you've confronted this issue. Here's the audio of you using a camera to take video to document some of what you're talking about here. Listen.
Sir, what are you doing? The reason why you have this camera on me?
Yes.
Why that?
I'm taking a video of what's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mom, I know what that's here.
And the camera was taken from you, right?
Well, not only was it taken from me, but I was arrested as well, yes.
Diane Orson, where does this go from here? Is the federal lawsuit likely to result in some sort of sanction against the police department?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what will end up coming out of the federal lawsuit. We'll have to wait and see. But I can tell you that in addition to the civil inquiry by the Department of Justice earlier this month, the mayor of East Haven announced that there's a criminal investigation as well. The mayor is stressing that the criminal probe is aimed at certain members of the police department, but we'll have to see what happens. The FBI has served subpoenas to several officers to testify before a grand jury in February.
And the story continues in East Haven, Connecticut. Diane Orson, reporter for WNPR, Connecticut Public Radio, thanks so much. And Father James Manship, a priest in the St. Rose of Lima Parish, who's helping his parishioners confront what they say is allegations of racial profiling in their community of East Haven. Thank you, Father.